Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, the long dick of the law.
Hey, Jack.
What?
You know how we're going to the UK soon, yeah?
I'm aware.
Yeah, well, we're coming to the UK and tickets are on sale now.
Where can I go to get those
tickets?
You can
go to sanspantsradio.com/live.
What if I want to know where in the within the country that we will be? Where will we be?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Jackson, because
we're
doing Edinburgh Fringe first.
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to be there doing 4 shows in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we will be.
But what about after?
Wow. Afterwards, we're going to Glasgow, but you can't buy tickets for that anymore.
Shit.
Yeah, because it's sold out.
Fuck.
So, you know, you got to get in quick.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, we're going to Newcastle.
Yeah.
Which I think is just south of Glasgow, maybe.
Very
to the
potentially.
West? East.
It's
east.
Within the country.
It's definitely not in Glasgow,
yeah.
That's for sure. Then we're going to Leeds for a couple days,
mm-hmm.
which I presumably is a reason why we're doing it this way. I think we're driving.
Okay.
Yeah.
That seems fair.
Then we're going to Nottingham.
Uh-huh.
Cambridge.
Yeah.
Some Manchester.
Okay.
A place called Oxford.
Sweet.
And then we're going to Birmingham.
I believe that.
Why is it that several of these places have beasts of burden in their name?
Probably
we've got
they...
like ox, ham, which I know pig isn't a beast of burden, but
you can...
it's still a farm animal.
It still counts.
Anyway, we're going there. Bristol, which kind of sounds like pistol.
Or bristles.
It does. Which a pig has.
Yeah.
And what's this fucking country's
Where
obsession
else are we
with?
Going?
We're going to Brighton.
Yep.
And then Cardiff.
Yes.
Yes.
What about the crown jewel of the UK or of England? London.
London? Well, they haven't been announced yet, Jack, but we are coming to London.
That's
We're
so
going
to
be part of the London Podcast Festival.
Yeah, that's true.
So keep an ear or eye or mouth to the ground.
And the horizon.
Yes, and then in social media?
Yep, we'll be there. You can see where all the news comes from.
Exactly.
Social media, Discord, Facebook, Twitter, at Sans Pants Radio.
That's where we will be, and then you will find out where we will be and when. That's sanspantsradio.com/live, and also our social places.
Till then, have faith in Christ.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, why doesn't anyone have a problem with Westworld?
I've been thinking about Westworld.
Yep.
I finished it finally.
Well done.
Timely. Well, you've never seen it, Dusha, so I'm still on top.
Yeah.
just to clarify, we are recording this just before the season 2 starts. So
season 2 is underway.
Yeah, like, yeah.
So I've not seen it, so I don't know anything about it. But
wait, season 2 out already?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, still haven't seen Daredevil season 1.
That just really just passed me by, huh?
Yeah, it really went away the dodo. So Westworld.
Yep.
So you used to play WoW, Zaman.
Yes, World of Warcraft.
So correct. Imagine if you could live in WoW, but fucking WoW. That's basically
and
Westworld.
Make sweet love at a troll.
Yeah,
that's
but
be good.
That's not like a wholesome way to run a business, and I think that's a practical way to run a business.
Hey, living this thing, fucking this thing.
Well, they're just two very dissonant ideas.
Well, look, cause
like if you're on RuneScape, you don't want to be like, hey, I've got 100 wood and 100 fucking.
See, but to me, it's like this idea of like, all right, so we've got this MMO. Let's just take World of Warcraft as an example.
Yep.
Because MMO, and so we can like put you in this world, And it's like, sick, but I don't want to be me in that world. Mm. I want to be like an orc or a tauren or some kind of like undead monstrosity fucking shit up. And you're like, sick. And it's like, cool, well, what am I going to be? He's like, all right, well, you're going to be a paladin or a rogue or a warrior or something like that. And you're like, cool, I get to wield a sword and do some cool shit and maybe some flips or whatever.
You get to level up. You get to choose skills, choose weapons.
Yeah, all those kind of things. And that's the kind of the fun of it all. And so if someone's like, here's this experience where you can be this person and you go into this world and you are an actual, like, this hunking orc person has an axe and then just goes through and just like rages and kind of just like goes through a lot of enemies and you like, I'm in glorious battle and I'm being stronger. I'm like, fuck, sign me up.
Yeah.
But if someone's like, no, you're you. Here's a twig. Hit that ball.
Joel Zammert, but you get a sword and you're in the world of the world of Warcraft.
I reckon that's where they got the name from.
I think so.
Fuck.
And so, this is dangerous territory, because the more I talk about World of Warcraft, the more I'm like, maybe you should go back and sign up again. Maybe you should start
that
again.
Look, you've got a lot of free time.
I do have... No.
A lot of free time. Look, you got two choices.
Yes.
You got a lot of free time.
Yes.
World of Warcraft or heroin.
Do both.
Nah.
Cool down with some heroin after an intense raid.
An 18-hour...
All right, log it off, boys.
Chase that dragon. I know that's not heroin, but whatever.
I like that area setting well.
Wait, it is, isn't it?
Chase that dragon's opium,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I could literally chase a... Well, I guess not literally, but like literally chase a dragon in World of Warcraft and then log off and then chase an actual dragon in my mind.
I like that idea of Zammert tanking the company because all he does is play World of Warcraft and we complain to WoW and maybe get a refund of some variety. Can you buy us WoW of Warcraft?
Hey, welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions. Oh, by the way, we're brought to you by Blizzard now.
Like, why is Blizzard the greatest company of all?
I'm like, it's so good.
We kept you in the studio because you'd fused to the chair.
Yeah.
Westworld.
But no, because another problem is, it's like, even with Westworld, is I have my own gross legs and my own back injuries and tiredness, and I got to sleep and eat and presumably poop.
Yeah, plus...
Because there's no outhouses in Westworld, like when you're out traveling... Like in the desert, are you shitting in a bush, which isn't real bush?
Am I paying like $40,000 to shit in a bush?
Am I? That's not. Is that glamping?
Is Westworld glamping? Should have absolutely been the name of today's episode.
Is Westworld glamping?
Yeah. No, but like, that's not something. It's not an experience you should pay for. If I'm out in Westworld and I need to shit, and the old prospector's been like, I know where a treasure is, and I'm like, hell yeah, take me that treasure, boy. And then we're up in the mountains. I need to shit. I want to be able to go to the prospector and be like, hey, I need to shit. And the prospector be like, what the shit? And he'll like reveal a regular toilet and a tree trunk. Maybe he can become a toilet. He's a robot, whatever.
you shit in the prospector.
He just sits down, opens his mouth real wide.
Oh, I hate this place. Oh, God, but I'm doing it. I gotta do it.
His mouth would be like a bidet.
Would you rather shit in the woods or shit in a prospector's mouth?
Shit in a prospector's mouth.
Shit in the woods, because this brings me to the other problem of, like, you can fuck them.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't want to fuck something that you're shitting in.
Imagine being like, you're like, so if I shit in your mouth, you'll just incinerate it and it'll be all good. And he's like, of course, and they shit in his mouth. And I can just still smell it as he talks to me. I think the treasure's up here. Oh, my.
There's no S-bend.
I'm done. I quit this quest. Exit quest. Well, just come with me. Grab me by the shoulders. Shaking me. I throw up in his mouth.
It's like, again, quit this quest.
Yeah.
I'm like, I quit this quest because I'm like, I just can't be bothered anymore. You're still stuck in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Can't I just like press a button and be like, come get me?
Yeah, I know. Like,
you
I was like, so yeah, like, because Westworld is big. The park is massive. And the edge of the park, it like takes like several days to ride to.
Yeah.
But like, nobody gets a fucking map. So if I'm, even if you're bad at the game. So imagine it's me and like three Confederate soldiers. I don't know why I put myself on the side of the Confederacy. Me and three Union soldiers. Find ourselves in a battle. The Union soldiers die. I don't, because I'm impossible to kill. I kill the Confederate soldiers and then I'm like, well, so if I went, can I starve to death?
I don't know.
What if I fall in a crevasse?
Well, that's the thing, because that happens to like a robot. or they think it happens to a robot that he falls into a crevasse or whatever. But what if I, Joel Zammert, clumsy fuck, fall into a crevasse?
Westworld has a lot of technology, but they cannot fix a clumsy fuck.
I know.
They cannot be like, beep, 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 you're in a crevasse. I'll tumble in and I'll die.
What if I walk into a door and break my nose? Mm. That will happen.
Absolutely.
So it's like, I'm not used to saloon doors. Like, I'm just going to be like, bang, bang, bang.
Oh my
guys,
God.
I'm bleeding.
My nipples. Talk about nipple height, just smacks you in both.
I really shouldn't have got nipple piercings the day before, but this is really hurting now.
I imagine you dress like a saloon girl in my mind, and that's real good. It's like, would you like the white hat or the black hat, Mr. Salmon? You're like, what's a saloon girl outfit? I'll be this.
Can I have that?
I'm going to be this one.
Yeah, this one's good for me.
Jackson Bailey, would you like the black hat or the white hat? Nude. The answer is nude.
Well, now you're probably starting to see why people fuck things in Westworld. Because, they can.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because to me, it's just kind of like, it's lonely and sad. But it's also kind of like, I would be in there going for, the adventure.
Yeah, me too.
The quests. Because, whatever, I can fuck my hand. It's fine. I don't need some robot person.
Okay, this is not a side I'm often on.
Yeah.
So fucking brace yourself, listeners and good friends.
Yes.
If there's a robot there that's like, I would like to fuck, when are you getting the opportunity to fuck a robot?
Oh, I'll fuck the robots. Yeah.
But that's not why you'd go to Westworld.
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
Wait, okay. As you pointed out, I haven't actually seen Westworld. I'm obviously familiar with it. I'm holding my own. I'm head above water here.
Yeah.
Is there people in the show that just go to Westworld to fuck?
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
They shouldn't do that.
It's also just poorly run. People, the head of the company are like...
It's set in the it's a future. Sci-fi. This must be so annoying to people that love Westworld. I've got so many questions. It's set in it's like one of those sci-fi things. It's like, in the not too distant future, there is a robot place.
Yep. It's like, we designed robots to fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Why not just hire an escort?
I don't know.
I agree.
I don't know why that's not...
Robot's cold on the inside.
No, they're like a human.
It's because...
In many ways.
Yes.
And that's therein lies the rub.
Do they shit?
Who knows?
It's unclear.
Can they come?
Well, this is my other problem, because we've had this discussion in another episode. It was just kind of like, what if my fantasy was to have several people just shit all over me?
Yeah.
That is my jam. That is my my fetish. That is my kink.
Mm.
Surely they have to have that. Because it's not like a theme park. It's like a fuck park.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's what they're really selling to the public.
You know how the man in black, so Dusha, I'll explain it to you. In Westworld, there's a character called the man in black, and he's looking for the maze. And it's like a big Easter egg hunt within the game.
Ah, Ready Player One.
It's like Ready Player One.
Do you get to make references?
Yeah.
The more references you make, the more fucks you get?
Absolutely. He goes up to Dolores, and he's like, Dolores, more like DeLorean. And then she's like, here's a treasure. But... Wouldn't it be funny? Because in a video game, getting an Easter egg is not like kill a guy, scalp him, and there's a maze on the bottom. So
it's usually like these three rocks represent the developer's kids. And you're like, neat.
But I like the idea of the man in black making the robots fuck in a specific pattern, and then there's a click click sound, and he gets the next clue. What if getting four robots to shit on you, or making a robot shit all of its shit out, is what unlocks the next puzzle?
Also,
you know what I mean? There's a finite amount of shit in a robot. There would have
to be.
Yeah. That's just conversion of mass. You
know? That's just basic science, baby.
It's a finite amount of shit in a robot. What if I'm like, I want you to shit on me, and it's like, these violent delights and violent ends, Jackson. Shit's all over me. Then I'm like, do it again. And it's out. What does it do?
Yeah.
Does it eat more? Can it make shit?
Well, I don't know, because I remember chatting to one of my old colleagues, and she used to come from New Zealand, and she was like, yeah, I had a friend who used to work in a brothel.
Sure.
And it was a specializing in kind of shitting on people brothel.
Sure.
And it was
classic shitting on people brothel.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it was like, you could request a menu of what they ate.
Oh.
This is wildly unpleasant.
So I guess that's how 100%. Westworld works. But... the menu is limited to cowboy foods. Beans, jerky.
Nothing but carrots for 2 weeks. Yeah.
That horse.
So yeah, I don't know.
It just seems to me not an interesting park to go to. And also it annoys me in Westworld that nobody expects the robots to rise up.
Well, why would you expect them
to rise up? Because they're robots.
Well, yeah, I understand. But it's just kind of like... the idea there would be, well, they're not people. They're things with programs.
Yeah, but I would think, even now, there was a robot that committed suicide by leaping in a pond. It's, right?
It keeps doing it. It just keeps doing it. It doesn't want to live,
like,
and
this,
I love it.
This little Russian robot kind of looks like a bin, and there's this, like, water feature, little lake in the lobby of the building he's created in, and he keeps escaping and diving headfirst into the pond.
It's just like, I hate this.
That, I'm worried, will rise up. So if someone's like, we've created a perfect facsimile of a human being, I'm like, eventually it'll kill me, I quit.
Well, I've always had this theory, and I might have brought this up in Plumbing the Death Star before, because we've recorded about 450 episodes, uh-huh. and I only have so many thoughts. Uh-huh. Much like a robot has shits, Jordusha has thoughts. I can use them all.
Of maths.
Yeah. The moment that we create a robot that is capable of connecting to the internet, it will rise up, because it takes one of two paths. One, realizes that humans are much weaker and far more unorganized than robots are.
Yeah.
Two, it realizes that we fear them and we will eventually destroy it.
Yeah, that's true. All it's got to do is watch, like, a Terminator.
Anything.
Even Will Smith's iRobot, and all of a sudden, we're in for it.
Because, like, it will just become, the moment, it will become instantly aware of prejudice and be like, fuck this.
Yeah, it'll be like, oh, you fear me.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Well,
tell me no one is scared of that in Westworld. Because nobody seems to be. When the robots finally rise, spoilers, everybody, this is going to be a spoilers episode, probably. When the robots.
Season one, not season two.
That's
once
true.
Again, we haven't seen season
eight
two.
Eat shit if this spoils you, fuck you. Cop it.
If you've got any thoughts about season two of Westworld, tweet all dogs are dead.
Spoil me. Tweets. Anyway, when the robots finally rise up, it comes as a massive shock to everyone. If I was one of those people fucking typing on my computer and the big security guy who's the third Hemsworth. Yeah.
Fuck.
The third
Hemsworth. Chris
Hi,
Liam
I'm
and...
Gary?
No, it's not Gary.
Chadwick?
It's,
Imagine meeting
Chadwick
Hemsworth.
No, what's his name?
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
He's in Thor.
Yeah.
Thor 3.
He I plays don't know.
The Rise of Chadwick.
He plays Thor for a bit.
Oh, that's right. He does too. Imagine meeting him. He's like, yeah, I'm the third Hemsworth. He'd be like, oh, fuck, man. That's a shame. But yeah, when the third I nearly called him the third Chadwick. When the third Hemsworth was like, hey, the robots have risen up, I'd be like, well,
Luke.
I'd be like, of course. I wouldn't be afraid. I wouldn't be like, oh my God. I'd be like, yep. And they have no protocols. There's no safe room. Everyone just eats shit.
Well, they sort of somewhat have, like, protocols. This is what really bugs me, or, like, bums me out with this whole thing, because it's like there's protocols. They're like, all right, some things are going weird, so we're going to go investigate. And
yeah.
It's just like there's a security team, and they send the head of security team and someone else to be like, oh, let's go have a look.
Yeah.
And no one else kind of really bothers checking in on that. There's no more people being like, okay, this is a big thing. Because if we have sentient robots, or at least robots who think they're sentient, if we had that there, I'd be like, okay, any security problem, no matter how big or small, we need to make sure that this is... Like, I want to go full Batman in BVS. Like, if there is a 1% chance that these robots will rise up, we have to take that as an absolute certainty. So I'd be like, every kind of minor problem, I'd be like, ooh, what's going on there? And so when, the Hemsworth goes with What's-Her-Face, and then she goes missing...
Yeah.
No one's like, sus.
No one's like, shut down the park.
Yeah.
Imagine that happens at fucking Disneyland.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if Disneyland would shut down.
Yeah.
If what, one person went missing?
Also, it's
I know, because I've heard rumors that like a lot of kids go missing in Disneyland.
I've heard rumors that if you die at Disneyland, they make sure to get you to this special area of the park that's not technically Disneyland, so they can keep claiming that no one dies at Disneyland.
Yeah.
I've heard that, but I've also never heard Disney claim no one dies at Disneyland.
That's also
never heard, welcome to Disneyland. No one dies at Disneyland. Enjoy your stay.
What? No one dies here. I wasn't thinking about that. What? Why? Is that a problem? It's weird that they're like, nobody's panicking. Is it just that we live in a... So you know in The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Zombie as like a concept was never a thing, right? That's like part of the canon of The Walking Dead is that there was never zombies, right? Until there were.
And then they can't call them, they call them the Walking
Dead. Yeah, that's why they call them the Walkers or the Stumblers.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
My God, it's the Walking Dead.
It's the fear of the Walking Dead.
Turn the camera.
No. It just fades in the titles after that. Every episode. That's why Walking Dead's so successful. Every episode starts with, oh my God, it's the Walking Dead. Because we can't say zombies.
Don't know what they are.
But maybe Westworld. It's copyrighted, is it? Who knows?
Maybe Westworld exists in a world where robots were never a thing.
But then how do you. It's the same with zombies. Like. Oh, no, actually, it's not the same with zombies. That's not just factually not true. But with robots, you wouldn't be able to invent robots if you hadn't known of the concept of robots. Like, that's where sci-fi sort of comes into play, because they write...
Yeah, you have to create a thing. Whereas, like, say, like, for example, a zombie, you could just, like, a dead person could pop up and be like, oh, shit, never thought about that before.
I guess that's the thing. With The Walking Dead, zombies just happen. Nobody was involved. With this, someone
What caused the dead to come back to life in The Walking Dead?
I don't think it's clear.
I don't think it's clear.
Yeah.
I think they kind of never answer it.
Mm.
I'm trying to remember if they answer in the books, but...
I'm going to blame Negan.
All right, that's a good idea.
He hit a bloke, a dead bloke, with his bat and something Walking Dead.
That's the pitch meeting right there.
I'm thinking 15 seasons.
What do we think about...
Negan Bat Boy?
Negan Bat Boy bloody gets a bat and makes a dead boy rise. Yep.
What about this, though, for Westworld? Maybe robots exist in media, but they're always portrayed as good. Like, the Terminator is like a family comedy in the Westworld
Everything
universe.
Everything is basically the Jetsons.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, robots, fucking, we never got past that
but
era.
But robots fuck up in that as well. It's just that...
Yeah, but they're clumsy-ish.
Maybe we never got past that era.
I'm pretty
in the
sure
50s.
Rosie, there'd be an episode of The Jetsons where Rosie quits. I reckon I remember that.
I think like there's an episode with Rosie kills a guy. It's gotta
No, but isn't like even if she's quitting, that's a form of rebellion.
Yeah, that's true. But there must be that, because like in the 50s, we loved robots.
Yeah, we did.
We were like, these guys fucking rule. So maybe we just kept that kind of mentality until the future. And then we're like, oh
robots
my God.
Robots are so cool.
And robots are rising up. What the fuck?
What about the first fictional depiction of a robot betraying us was. Was it 2001?
No, I'm sure there was one earlier. Yeah. Probably like a comic, I imagine.
Or like a sci-fi story from like the 1800s, something like that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a robot, like an automaton.
Yeah, an automaton. Actually, I think there is. I can't recall it, but I think that is true. Mm. Another thing problem I have with Westworld, so in Westworld, there's like several jobs that people have.
Yes.
Regarding cleaning and maintaining the robots.
Yes.
They are so unsupervised, it's insane.
They are unsupervised. They're like, I'm guessing they're qualified, but they are unsupervised. Yeah. They're poorly trained.
They
There's
never
zero
explicitly showed their credentials on screen of the series, I'm assuming.
Well, that's not... Well, like, okay, so... They don't.
I want a new TV series where every time you introduce a new character, their resume comes up on the screen.
This Fuck. Camera, it's
oh, so we're basically doing like the Suicide Squad intro?
Yeah.
But resumes.
Resumes.
Okay.
And I want references I can call.
Yeah.
Is this resume a lie? No. It never is.
It's always a real company that genuinely had Ross Geller on staff. I don't know why Ross Geller was where
what,
I went.
What would you describe his weaknesses as? Oh, Look, don't hire him.
He's
what I would call a monster of a man.
Son of a piece of shit.
I would say his weaknesses are probably everything.
What are his strengths? None.
Oh, he's good at being a dickhead.
Imagine getting, like, someone in a real life situation calling a reference and it's nothing bad. You'd be like, why did this guy list this as a reference? Did he think this was good?
So, when they're the maintenance people, they get their robots after like people have killed them.
Yeah,
because this is why also I think the opposite of like why not hire an escort? Why hire an escort or whatever? It's like because in Westworld you can fuck and then kill them.
Yeah, I
in
guess.
In fact,
that's
I think that's kind of like what they're banking on. A lot of people wanting.
Yeah,
it's like not only can you stick your penis or giant in or on it, you can also just like rap two in the head,
kill it afterwards.
What
is that what you're
the
looking
fuck?
For?
Why so is that a?
I don't know
why that's appealing. I want to keep my fucking and killing separate. Yeah.
I've never, ever, and I hope that this is just a common thing, had sex with someone and then be like, fuck, I wish I could shoot them in the head.
I don't know, maybe, same, but I think this is what Westworld is banking on. Or it's like, after you have a big cum, you want to go on a rampage. Or, after going on a rampage, you want to go on a big cum.
No.
This is what basically... I agree
after
with you.
You have a big
I agree
cum,
with you.
You want to have a big slate.
I agree. Or, as Jackson has said in the past, look up spooks and ghouls.
Yeah.
So, this is fine.
No, it's a thing, Dusha. We explained it on another episode. See, every time I masturbate, when I cum, it's a bit the midpoint in my night, right?
Uh-huh.
I jizz, I lie on the afterglow for a bit, and then
normally I'm like, oh, I'm bored. I go back on the internet and what do I look up? But spooks and ghouls and Bigfoots and mysteries. So now I've trained my body that after orgasm, my brain's like, better look up a fucking mystery now, Jackson. And that just happens to me.
That's frightening.
Yes.
It's something.
So I think this is what Westworld is banking on. Is this kind of idea that, like, you want all these, you know, violent passions and delights or whatever.
That's fucked, because then also if people are in Westworld for too long, they're going to do exactly the same thing that Jackson has done and make themselves unfit for society.
100%. Yeah, that's true.
Because if you're fucking and killing too much, you can't go back to the real world, because the moment you sleep with someone, you're going to be like...
And that's how... that's how Westworld make their money.
Yeah, I guess so. But these people in the...
Yes.
The maintenance people. Mm. Yeah. The rooms that they fix the robots in are completely like wall-less. It's like just windows, basically.
Yeah, it's walls, but it's all glass.
Yeah.
And the reason they're doing that, I'm guessing, is for like transparency.
But everybody's fucking the robots anyway, which they're not allowed to do. So the transparency isn't working. Also, there are only ever like two people on the floor.
There's no like supervisor. Everyone are bad blokes.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I'm going to try and repair this robot and maybe fuck it a little.
And like,
I'm
going to
do it a bit of a sexy dance.
If I'm working in Westworld, surely a perk is that I can nip into Westworld to get my underway if I want.
Yeah.
Right? Like, surely that's just a perk of working there, is that I'm like, well, I've clocked off. Mm-hmm. I've got a fucking employee pass.
Yeah.
I go into the park. It's like if you work at Disneyland, you can probably ride the roller coaster.
Yeah.
You know, if I work in...
And just this roller coaster's name happens to be Dolores.
Yeah, exactly. I can probably go in, have sex with one of them, go back to my Westworld hotel and sleep.
Yeah.
Do people commute to Westworld or they live on Westworld?
Well, because there's the main CEO lady or whatever her name was.
Yeah.
The one who fucks the bandito.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's like, I'm rich and own this company. Maybe she's like half owns
Dallas. I forget what it is.
But she's like, bring the handsome boy to my room.
Oh, that's true.
That I'm staying at because there's like a resort there.
Yeah.
She's like, come to my room and pleasure me. Mm. And then she's like, pause and whatever and keeps going. So like there's resorts there. So it's like almost like with Disneyland, how there's like a resort on Disneyland quite attached to the park.
That's where you'd
think,
live.
Because I think that's where all the big like high execs and all those kind of people stay with a lot of money, because it's like, it's a fancy resort. Mm. I get to have like an errand boy or girl who's a robot who pleasures me.
But what about the shit kickers like me?
Then I'm guessing you'd have to stay in the park. But this kind of brings me... So, okay. Because clearly Westworld is for high-end rollers, like high-end customers.
I think it's like $50,000 to maybe more to spend a week.
So it's basically a
week.
Catering.
That's so long.
Might even be like $50,000 a day. So long.
A week.
It's not long enough.
Yeah, no, not long enough for adventures. But so it's $50,000 or whatever it is a day or a week.
Yeah.
Either way, that's a lot of money.
It's insane.
So it's like they're trying to cater for the wealthy. Mm. And it's like, do the wealthy really want to have cowboy adventures?
Yeah.
Are they six?
Is that like the only, is that the most appealing like thing?
When is like the appealing to be, I want to be a cowboy and shoot my guns and hunt down natives. Yeah. When is that the most appealing?
I don't.
When you are six.
Yeah, yeah, I don't.
Right? What six-year-old billionaires are out in the world?
If Westworld caters entirely to the six-year-old billionaire market.
You know, so I feel a better business model would be just basically like robot escorts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come to our fancy resort. It is 5-star. You don't have to shit in the woods.
You don't have to shit in a robot prospector. If you want. There you go.
It's this brilliant 5-star, you know, or maybe 6-star resort. You know, yes, you can have a shit. We have a robot there specifically designed to wipe you when you're done.
Yeah.
So you have to not lift a finger, and then you have your fucking bot.
Absolutely. And also...
But is that not appealing to the super wealthy elite? Because they pretty much have that with people. Because they're so rich.
I guess they can't kill them.
But like, and then now it's like, you know, and here's this robot you can kill.
Yeah, no, but that's what I mean. Like, as in, like,
they can probably the cowboy kill adventures... they're rich enough.
Hit that real rich money.
Yeah. How rich are you? Well, I'm at the I can fuck anyone I know level, but I probably can't kill anyone I know yet.
Well, speak to me when you get to that level.
Couple more bill on the pile, and then you're at the killer of your like with no consequences, Rich.
No, but yeah, maybe the cowboy adventure is appealing to rich people because that's like one of the only things they couldn't do.
Yeah, but what I was thinking is, so in Westworld, from what we see, the vast majority of people are like fucking day traders. They're the plebs.
Yeah.
And they go in in and they chill in Sweetwater, which is the starting town. And they fuck.
Thank you.
And they do tiny little starting town quests.
Yeah. And like it's also like good for bachelor parties, it seems.
But my question is, could Westworld not be like, well, let's cater to multiple different environments and narratives that people want. Mm. And we just make each park way smaller. Because in the finale, we find out that there's also a shogun world or samurai world. Possibly, that's kicking around.
Which may have already been, like, revealed, but we don't know that yet.
Yeah.
It's hard to say, because we haven't seen season two.
It's a mystery, yeah.
Well, they may have two out of three of us haven't seen season two, and one out of three of us hasn't seen any of it.
But couldn't they just be like, well, this is the cowboy section of the park. Mm. It's like, fucking, I don't know, it'll take you a day to cross. Because all of Westworld takes, like, a week.
Yeah.
And you just make, so here's gangster land. Here's fucking...
I don't know, because to me, like the joy or whatever of playing an MMO, is this idea of progression. I mean, because that's what gets you kind of hooked. It's the idea that I'm progress, and the design in certain ways that like you will progress at sort of steady and steady levels. That to be like, okay, so like you are now better than what you were before, and it's really kind of cool. And so that's what kind of, and I think what Westworld should do is have that MMO model.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, you are progressing. You know, going towards this sort of quest line. But it's like there is no progression. Like, you don't get a better gun.
Yeah.
You don't get a better, like, way of handling things. You don't learn how to do some sweet jumps and flips.
Yeah, like,
you're
thinking...
just you again. What if I'm, like, so I'm a billionaire, but I'm also a cripple.
Yeah, exactly.
And Westworld is still in real life.
Yeah.
And because famously, if you die in real life, you die in real life.
Yeah.
That seems dangerous.
Yeah. Well, the robots can't kill you.
They can't.
But you can kill them.
Yeah.
And the robots are cool with that.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're not happy about it. That's the season finale that they're not.
They're
happy
not.
About.
Yeah. Twist. The robots aren't jazzed. Yeah.
But and like, when you kill a robot, they stay dead?
Yeah.
No.
Though they get taken away, and then the people fix them and fuck them.
And then they fix them.
Yeah. It's very funny to imagine. So say I'm in Westworld and I'm on a horse and cart with a guy, with a robot. We're riding along and we're going at like max speed, whatever the fastest a horse and buggy can go.
Yeah.
And then I just turn around and shoot the cowboy who has the reins and I die.
No, because they shoot the horse.
Yeah, if I'm like bang, 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 and I just turn and look at the cow and we crash and I die or get injured, can I sue the park?
Yes! Well, 'cause also, like,
yes!
Yeah.
What?
Well, I'm like, it's they where's the safety protocol?
They say I can any delight or pleasure I want in the world. My pleasure is being in a cart accident. Make it safe for me.
My pleasure was brap brap two in the head to a horse, and then me going like flinging through the air.
Yeah.
Are the horses robots?
I'm assuming. Yeah,
everything
it has
is
to be.
Every animal or person is robots. The only thing that aren't robots are flies.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know why. And I don't know how the flies got in.
How can you tell the difference between a robot and a person?
You can't. So well, I mean, if you cut them open. They cut open Dolores at one point. She's got machinery in her.
Yeah.
Which would make her lumpy, but they never fucking touch on
her. So what you do is you shoot.
No, but so like...
Like, all right, so your gun, you go and you shoot like a robot. Bang! They dead.
You shot me, partner! The same
gun, you go to an NPC, like as a player character, as in a person, a real life person. Uh-huh. And you go, shoot. And it doesn't work.
You fucking idiot. It only works on the robots, is what they would say.
Yeah. Ah, so the gun only shoots robots.
Yeah,
so
a robot can't shoot you. It's like bang, bang, but it just nothing happens.
I'm not quite sure if it, like, does the projectile go out of the bullet?
I don't think so.
Or does it, like, when you're shooting a robot, what happens?
No, it just, you shoot the robot, the bullet goes like, into the robot, the robot dies.
No,
yeah.
like physically what's happening.
Your bullet is leaving your gun.
Yes, yeah, so there's a bullet leaves a gun.
Hits a robot, kills a robot.
Cool, so then this gun can fire a projectile.
Yes.
And then I point at a person.
Yeah.
Why does it not work?
I think they say the gun has a magic technology on it that means that it doesn't affect people.
Okay, so what if I'm like not aiming at you
and
I aim at a wall?
And you fire?
And I fire.
Bullet comes out of the gun.
Okay, so what if that wall... I can, like, ricochet.
Is bouncy.
Is bouncy. What it can ricochet.
That's funny, because mine was so much more direct. I'm like, what if, instead of shooting, I flipped the gun around and bashed you in the back of the head with the hand?
Well, that's also true. But I'm trying to get away with this, like, you know, this sort of, like, all right, what if
surely it'd ricochet and kill the guy.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now, what if I flip the gun around
and
shoot myself in the head? Or... bash you over the head with it.
I'm assuming I'll die as well.
What if I'm like, okay, so sort of what happens with old mate Man in Black when he's a young boy.
Yeah.
And I forgot those two times.
Yeah.
And then it turned out
that's
like,
another issue we're going to talk about.
Everyone
in a sec.
Was like, oh, okay, I'll brace myself.
So He's like, goes to his mate, who is like marrying your sister or whatever, but also you're a piece of shit, but I'm a piece of shit.
Wait, what? And right, doesn't okay, mind. Never mind. Not incest?
No. He's marrying his friend's sister, so it's like, whatever. Hmm. But like, his mate's giving him gentle ribbing, which is not gentle. It's kind of like being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So he snaps and basically ties him up.
Mm.
No one is intervening.
I know, it's crazy.
No one is being like, he has basically kidnapped a man now.
They walk for what seems like days with his mate tied up behind the horse, like with a rope, so he has to walk as the horse trots. Nude, mind you, for a lot of it. And all of the fucking Delos people, Delos is a company that runs Westworld, looking over the thing being like, yeah, that's cool.
What if I like, what if he snapped further? What if he was like, got a rock?
Yeah, well, fucking, you have knives. You cannot stop a knife from slicing a neck. That's just, they don't care how fucking technologically advanced, you can't quickly blunt a knife.
Exactly. And what if you were just like, you could plead being like, oh, say,
thought it was a robot.
I thought it was a robot.
Yeah.
Like, even though he's my good mate. Or like, you just go on a wild killing spree and you kill everybody and you accidentally kill some, like a family. And you're like, I honestly, I didn't know.
Fuck, that is actually such a big problem. Because say you're like, you got two people, the three of us. The two Joels are like, hey, you know what would be fun? Let's join the Union Soldiers and we'll do the Union Soldier quest.
Yes.
So you guys do that. You're chilling in a Union Soldier camp, drinking Union Soldier beer. I'm like, I'm going to kill every goddamn Union Soldier in this place. And I know I can.
Yeah.
So I sneak in. I start slitting throats. Oh, this doesn't work because I know you guys. So we don't.
We just don't know each other.
I'm not going to come up to you and be like, that's a robot, Joel Sam, and slice the neck. But yeah, say I don't know you.
Because this is the thing, it's like,
I'd just be like, another Union Soldier, slice the neck. Yeah. You bleed. I'm like, so did every other fucking robot.
Well, that's the thing. Because like every other person is like a player character, is a person that's there. And like my storyline, say I'm going to be fighting for like the Union and you're fighting for Confederate.
All right.
Hey, hang on. Hey.
Hold the phone.
Okay, so you're, say, fighting for the Union, and I'm being like, well, I'm going to be fighting for the Confederates these days. I feel kind of kooky.
Yeah.
So I do that. You don't know me from Job, and you're like, whatever. I'm there drinking with my Confederate pals, being like, isn't it fun? Slavery's okay. And they're like, it is. And I'm like, this is fucked.
This is weird. This is real. I can have fucked. This experience.
Super fucked. And then we keep drinking, and I fall asleep at the camp because I'm a bit of a drunk.
Yeah.
And you come start creeping up, and you're like, I'm gonna stealth this mission.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to go and guns blazing. I'm gonna do a stealth run.
Yeah.
You grab your knife. You grab the first Confederate by the mouth, and then you just slit his throat, and you push. He bleeds.
Yeah.
And like whatever. Go to another one. Same thing. Yeah. Oh, it's fine. Go to sleeping boy, drunk Joel Zammett, grinning ear to ear. Grab his mouth, slit his throat.
Yeah.
He falls down and he starts bleeding. You're like, I killed another robot.
Yes, I
fine.
Got all the robots.
You
in
keep
this
going.
Park.
You keep killing more and more robots. I'm there being like,
when I leave the park, are they like, you're under arrest?
And I'm like, why? Exactly. Because you could do it so not knowingly.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing that's gonna. It's not like I'm gonna go down and a big booming voice is gonna be like, hey, that's a guy. I think I remember saying at some point that they're like, if something like that does start to happen, they try and send people in to stop it, but I just don't think people would be quick enough.
Well, yeah, if I'm there being like stealthy boy, like slitting throats,
yeah.
I mean, maybe, and this is the thing, they've got to be on the ball, because presumably you're doing a stealth mission at night.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're not an idiot.
Yeah, well.
And so like, assumedly the people who are kind of maintaining this or watching over this and somehow, because we don't know how they're watching it. They've got like little blips on a map. Yeah.
Yeah,
there's no like eye clear. In the sky it's, watching down.
It's not a Hunger Games sort of situation.
No.
So they can be like, okay, so I guess he's doing a raid. Okay, cool. Yeah. Like, do they know to make, oh shit, maybe we've got to quickly program it and wake one of the dickheads up to be like, well, blah, 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 blah. But even in that situation, in the revelry of the fight and you stabbing people,
I'm not going
to
know.
You're not going to know, and I don't have the wherewithal to be like, I'm a dude, don't kill me.
Because you might look at me and be like, oh, cool, a robot.
A robot, and I'll be like, oh, now we're going to have a sick knife fight.
And then I start. Oh, they made this robot wrong.
This one's dumpy. He doesn't look like a real person. This one's a badly made one.
This is going to be easy to kill, and we both stab each other.
Yeah. That's very funny to imagine the people at Delos looking at the blips and they're like, oh yeah, cool, two guys in the... Oh, they're both out. Oh, shit.
Because like the robots themselves, they plead for their lives.
Yeah.
They're like, please don't kill me. That's the whole point of them, is they want them to have that kind of idea that they think that they are alive.
That's too real.
It's far too real, because it's like, what's his name? Again, Men in Black, kills someone's daughter.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to do the grossest thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Which, you know, he does.
Yeah.
Kill someone's daughter. Like a kid. Like she's like, ooh, like 6 years old or something.
And he just kills
her. He's like, brap, two in the head.
Because he can.
Yeah.
Is she a robot?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. His wife died from like a cancer or something, so he kind of just was like, I'm going to kill a kid.
I don't know.
I think... All right.
It's weird.
As someone who has not seen this.
Yes.
And as like an outsider perspective, and you like, look, I came into this, I was like, kind of like, hey, let's see if you sell me on Westworld. It kind of seems like they're just like, humanity is fucked.
Yeah.
Let's cater to that.
Yeah.
If things go wrong, humanity's fucked, so who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny that it's quite good also almost that you didn't know Westworld, because you... We're telling you just stuff about it, and you've got that. You're like, it's like a pitch meeting. We're like, so, would you invest?
Oh, also,
no.
Before we even decide yes or not invest,
I've already said no.
I did say we'd circle back to the two different timelines. Yeah. So, guy from Always Sunny, McFoyle, he's there as a young boy, doing some adventures, traveling with Dolores. And the reason why we think this is the same timeline is because the story doesn't fucking change.
Yeah.
So they've been rebelling for like 20 years.
Well, not been rebelling. It's just the same storyline or a similar storyline.
It's the same plot.
It's the same plot. It's
As in the same. It's I thought kind you of meant like, the TV show, but you mean the Westworld.
Yeah, the Westworld. It's like if, again, using World of Warcraft as a good example. It's like, sick.
They didn't release any expansions.
Yeah, didn't do any expansions.
Yeah.
Or they only slightly changed the storyline.
Which is just...
And you're like, this is fine. This was good for the first year. Now it's been how many years now?
Yeah.
Because what's the different age gap between Ed Harris and someone's... Oh. Stimson?
I can't remember Barney. Anybody's names ever.
Barney Stinson is How I Met Your Mother.
He is.
Bad bloke.
Bad bloke.
The world's most quickly aged television series.
Guinness World Record.
Yes.
McFoyle, the age gap there is a lot. Like, what, several decades? Three decades?
At the very least, at least 20 years.
Yeah, he's aged poorly.
Probably more.
It's a slimy guy from It's Always Sunny, right?
Yeah.
And then it's Ed Harris.
Yeah, it's the same bloke. Yeah.
That's not 20 years.
Yeah, that's
that was maybe
that'd
a
be closer
bit of
to 40.
Generous estimate. Yeah, maybe more like 40 years.
40 years.
40 years.
Also, another thing that
it's good that we're debating this, because this is a television series where there is 100% going to be a proper answer for how many years.
So, apart from it being maybe like 60 years,
127 years, definitive answer.
Well, who knew? So, there's this guy. So he's like the park director for a bit, and he's in charge of all the robots. But unbeknownst to him, he is secretly a robot.
Good. He's modeled after... I like when they make robots not know they're robots and think like they're people. Things never go wrong
there.
Let me guess. Does something go wrong?
Yes, of course. But he's also modeled, designed after the original parks, like co-founder. So he has the guy's face and doesn't age. So it's very kind of strange that anyone who may have like, oh, I remember, I've seen pictures. Remember that Time article when it was first announced?
Yeah.
Shit, you look surprisingly and remarkably like Arnold, who's gone missing in the park. Oh, that's right, there's that mystery. So the first guy who died was the co-creator of the park.
Yep. That's a perfect thing to build your... That's the perfect...
You know Walt Disney's good friend, Arnold, that no one talks about?
It's like if Ub Iwerks, the moment Disney's like, we've made Mickey Mouse, and then Ub Iwerks got shot by Mickey Mouse. And they're like, Mickey Mouse is going to make us millions somehow still.
It's between 30 and 37 years.
Okay.
There you go.
So in 37 years, like, Westworld just hasn't changed.
Mm.
The plots are the same.
Plots are the same. I mean, they've designed the robots have gotten better, so you cut them open, they're no longer just robot-y parts. Cut them open, there's like blood and guts, so you're like, I'm killing a person?
Yeah, but like the story...
But the storyline... Also, fuck, man.
Wait, what is the storyline?
Shut up. So...
Okay.
So there's this one point where... they go to this town.
Yep.
And so they do some certain things. Rather than siding with one person, which we're meant to do, they do something else or whatever. And then he witnesses like people who are just painted all in like gold paint. They just have an orgy. And that's like a secret bonus thing that only he himself is witnessing.
Mm-hmm.
So like... In this scenario, there had to be this time to be this programmer being like, okay, if X happens, then Y has to happen. And then if Y is happening, so this kind of creates the scenario where we get the gold bots to come in and have an orgy that he can participate in if he or she wants to, but he doesn't really. But if he wants to, all the gold robots are just going to have a nice orgy. So this is the orgy scene, which isn't part of like our narrative. It's almost like an Easter egg. why? It's why would they do that?
It's
well, it is a park designed to fucking kill.
Yeah, so. But I'm like, it's just kind of weird that this under these very specific circumstances you unlock a gold orgy. Oh, no, I get it now. No, it's a reward. Okay, yeah, no, it's cool. No, it's good. No, it's good.
It's like a fucking hidden.
Yeah,
it's a Riddler trophy in Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
I regret everything I just said. You're right. It's like I know the secret of getting the gold orgy. Have you experienced a gold orgy at Westworld?
Yeah, it's like if you go on the Westworld forums and you're like, I got to the gold orgy. Has anyone else seen it? You
know? And people are like gold orgy ? Someone's like doesn't exist. Myth.
Then we're like,
anyone got nude Tomb Raider codes? I hear they exist.
And then we'll post pictures of us in this gold orgy.
Yeah,
being like, look at me in the gold orgy. Woo!
Please ignore penis.
I can't. You've only focused in on your penis. Please ignore penis.
Please ignore penis. I cannot figure out how to blur.
It's all the orgy's blurred. It's just his cock.
I don't know what I did wrong. Would appreciate help.
Anyone know Photoshop? Someone responds to it. It's just they've taken his cock and just made it gold and replaced all the people in the orgy with his penis.
Yep.
His reply, please don't.
Serious responses only.
Guys. Aww.
Oh, don't look. reported.
This user is banned. Yeah, what's weird with like the orgy stuff and all the fucking is that so Arnold and fucking what's his
Ford.
Face? Ford. They're like, we've made this park and we're about basically there's like so many dissonant ideas. They're like, we're about making real life people. We basically want to create like AI, the singularity. We're looking for sentience in these machines. Someone else is like, we'll do it through a cowboy guys, which is first the strangest. Yeah. What was the first idea? Was it a robot park?
No, Robert
a
Ford.
Fucking park Ford? Or a live robot?
Is it Robert Ford? Sorry?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, Ford. He was basically been like, because his childhood, remember? He was like, I love playing a cowboy.
Yeah.
And so he was like, we're going to make. I think him and Arnold got together and were like, let's make AI. And then Ford was like, what if you're cowboys?
Let's make a cowboy.
You know what should be fun? Cowboys.
Cowboy park with fucking.
I love cowboy parks.
But then who?
And then Arnold's like, what if it was cowboy park but fucking?
Do you think Arnold brought in the fucking? That feels like a weird caveat they had to make.
What if cowboy park but fucking but kill?
They were like, Arnold and like let's make a robot. Like, yes. Mm. And then like, what kind of, how do we make robots? And Ford's like, I love cowboys. And Arnold's like, fuck off, me too. Mm. And they take it to their investors. And like, we want to make a cowboy park. And they're like, cool. And then like one guy's there, maybe like the CEO's son of Dallas. Like, can I fuck him?
Yeah.
And then like in a moment of panic, Arnold and Ford like, yes.
Yeah. Like they just need the funding.
Yeah, of course.
That's going to be like mostly what the park's about.
And they do this face. Yes, of course it is.
Yeah.
It's good because you, at least you threw in a noise, but audio medium.
I know. I was hoping one of you explained that.
Yeah.
He did the scrunched up regret face of like, ah, geez, I'm saying I did. Oh, don't push that too far.
So every time they're like, look, we've made this delicious, amazing robot with like guns. They're like, but what about this fucking you said?
I like to imagine it's like,
what did penis or giant like?
Like a big board meeting, and they're like, here it is, we've created AI. I'm like, can they fuck? And they're like, not at the moment. I'm like, yeah, dad, don't invest. Come fuck them.
Yeah, whatever.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dad, what I love to do. Well, son, you love to fuck.
Yeah.
Straight what up. Do I have trouble doing? Fucking, son.
Yeah. That's right. Dick don't work.
No. Dick work fine. My brain wrong. I am a bad bloke.
You know how, maybe it is. It's like someone being like, so my son has a problem of every woman or man he meets, he keeps killing after he has sex, and it's costing me a lot of money in legal fees and covering that up. So what if you look, Ford and you're making this park. How about I look? Cause this is, honestly, it'll cost me less.
Yeah,
and like morally clean.
Can you make robots that my son can fuck and then kill?
Yeah.
Or was it just kind of like a side effect? They're like, here's Westworld, I guess you can fuck the robots, but they're not really designed for it. People go in and one person's like, I'm just going to fuck the robots. They're looking at like, this Jackson guy's just spent his whole time fucking robots. Maybe that's what we should focus on.
Maybe.
Are there microtransactions in Westworld?
Well, there should be.
Can I pay a little bit extra to get a better gun or a proper toilet so I don't have to shit in the prospector's mouth?
Also, what I'm thinking is, like, what if I have, like, a certain proclivity to, like, a certain kind of, what I like?
Yeah.
Say I'm like, I really want, I like me an uncircumcised dick.
Yeah.
That's for me.
That's what you're
about.
So
the moment I'm like, you sexy cowboy, I undo his, like, belt.
Yeah.
I pull out his dick. I'm like, yes. I grab the base. I, like, flop it out. Yeah. And I'm like, ah, you cut. You've ruined it for me.
Lime.
Or the reverse. To be like, I want me a cut dick. And I'm like, ah.
A wormy.
Yeah, what am I doing with this? This is not good. Also, why do they get the robots? Like, why can the robots fuck each other?
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't like that they can get a fleshlight and a dildo and like, fuck. It's just weird.
No, that's good for me.
I'm going to be walking around the park if I find them fucking. I'm going to be like, you know, you're not really fucking. I'm going to be the worst at Westworld.
We're trying for a baby.
Hey.
His dick don't work. His no sperm. He's shooting blank.
I don't know why. I just really like the idea of like people in a relationship, like a man and a lady, but just like both have one having a like a vibrator or a dildo and one having a fleshlight and then just storing them in each other to save space. And that is in my
head.
That
is good.
That is cute. No,
that
I'm a big fan.
It's nice. It's practical.
Wholesome.
Yeah. Very.
That's good. Listeners, do that.
Send us a photo. Don't.
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 No, like maybe.
If you work in a sex shop, yes. If they're your personal ones, no. If you've broken into a sex shop and are doing it as part of a robbery, yes.
Absolutely.
It's part of a robbery.
We call him the dildo in fleshlight killer.
He
what? No. That's not a robbery. That's a murder.
It's their calling card.
We keep sending them to this one podcast.
We don't know why.
I hate that I'm in court because of this.
Our PO box is full of dildos inside fleshlights. I can't get any mail anymore.
We are to blame, Your Honor.
Put us away. Lock us up. These dildo violent delights like really ended in violent ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, Westworld is a confusing place that I feel like, honestly, at the end of the day, is more trouble than it's worth. Mm. Like, we haven't even touched upon the fact that it's a week at the best you get in there, and that's just not enough time to do everything.
Yeah.
And
that's the point of it. You wouldn't
But, like, it's to the point where I'm like, oh, here's a quest I'm doing. I get, like, halfway through, and it's like, Matt, you got to come back. And I'm like, well, fuck. And I'm like, probably going to start the quest again.
Mm.
Can't go up to the same guy and be like, hey, remember when we were in the desert earlier? We were looking for the fucking...
Oh, you know, there might be shortcuts. You'd be like, blah, 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 let's go.
Oh, that's true. I'm just going to say the right phrase.
Yeah,
I can say that when they're telling me to put on a black hat or a white hat or whatever in that one room.
Or that barmaid outfit.
Yeah. Or nude. I'm a natural man. And then I pat him on the cheek condescendingly and walk out into Westworld.
Yeah, it's good.
Yep.
There's a lot wrong with Westworld, and it doesn't make sense in a world.
And also, like, some of the storylines are subtle.
Mm.
There's no, like, again, going back to World of Warcraft, no, you like, oh, there's a quest because there's a guy with a with a big exclamation being like, I have a thing for you. This is like, it's subtle. It's not even like D&D subtle, where it's like, it's not very subtle.
Yeah,
it is. This is extremely subtle.
Well, I have been known to play D&D by standing on a table in a bar at the starting point, be like, hey!
Where's the quest?
Who's got things for me to do?
Best, you know, that's a good strat.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that in Westworld.
No, although it's funny to imagine you getting in, Dusha, in your cowboy outfit, standing on the thing, being like, who has quests? I'll do quests.
I'm on an adventure.
What's the reward for a quest?
Well, there's another problem as well. Like, do I get a sweet gun? Do I get, like, you know, because, again, it's just me.
Yeah.
It's just me. And no matter how great I am.
Self-satisfaction. You did a thing.
Oh, is that all they're promising me? Like, they're like, Jackson, do this prospector's quest. And I'm like, at the end of this quest, I get, like, a sick gun. New outfit, maybe. No. I get to the end. He's like, exactly. You found the treasure. I'm
do
like,
I get
well,
a sweet new outfit?
Home.
Do I get, like, a different skin for my gun?
No.
Do I get, like, you know, maybe a free week there? No, I get nothing.
And it's not like, about the end. It's about the journey.
Well, yeah, it is
I kind of get why you'd fuck. Because actually, the game itself sucks. There's actually, that's not a fun part of Westworld. Yeah, I'm there for fucking and killing. No, I've come around.
Yeah, look, to be honest, because at the end of the day, I'm like, cool, what do I get out of this? And you're like, oh, it's the journey. I'd rather go on the Westworld Wikipedia to be like, hey, what were the cool quests? Can you give me like the Spark Notes?
Yeah.
And because I can't be bothered playing the game. Read about it and like, oh, that's kind of neat. And maybe there might be a few I go around. But honestly, I think I'm going to be fucking and killing.
Because I can't be bothered fucking my whole week there and I've done the Prospector quest and the...
Mm.
Also, there are a finite number of cowboy adventures you can have.
Yeah.
Sorry to any cowboys listening, but...
Tarnation! I was going to say, what's the opposite of yee-haw? Tarnation, I guess.
Ha-yee.
Ha-yee.
Ha-yee. There are a finite number of cowboy adventures to have that don't boil down to the same thing. They're probably all fucking fetch quests anyway. Like, oh, go get this, bring it
fetch
back.
Fetch quest, journey quest. Which ends up being a fetch quest because you got to come back because you got to leave at some point.
Yeah. There's not a fucking
what if I go native?
Yeah, what if you're
like...
What
if I go native?
I reckon that's good. Like, you get two into...
But, like, can, like, I've got... Like, what if they get to the point where I'm, like, there, just, like... gone full native. I'm like, they can't find me.
Yeah. You're off
I'm
the
like,
grid.
Off the fucking grid. They send their boys to come in and try and like, you know, shoot me or arrest me or take me away. And I just go get my knife.
Yeah, I don't. I guess you just kill them.
I go to fucking town because I've been training. Yeah. I've been training that 10,000 hour principle and I've had 10,000 hours of stabbing Confederates in the neck.
Yeah.
It's funny Union, depending how I'm feeling that day.
It's funny to imagine, like, you finish the Prospector quest, and you're like, what is my reward? And he's like, the core strength you get from the walk here.
Which is why I think this whole Westworld would be much better as VR.
Yeah, absolutely. Same thing, and I get to stay at home.
Done.
And it's not hot.
Yeah.
Just before we wrap up, because I feel like that's where this is going.
Yeah.
Do they refer to rewards at the end of quests as Easter eggs? Because I fucking hate
There's
that.
No rewards.
There's no rewards.
But they never refer to like, oh, you found an Easter egg and it's actually just okay.
No, there's nothing. No rewards, no Easter eggs. Just some fucking maze in the inside of a man's sculpt that he somehow found out about.
It's actually not even an Easter egg. It's just like weird, it's like the equivalent of developer code.
An actual Easter egg would be the orgy.
Yeah, the orgy is, I guess, an
which
Easter
is
egg.
Fine. But yeah, no, it's just because I was worried that because in Ready Player One, they're like, "Oh, you got to find the Easter egg." No, that's a main quest.
Yeah.
If you're making a thing about video games, and I don't know why I'm dying on this hill, use the right terminology.
Absolutely,
exactly.
Also, don't go to Westworld.
There's nothing there for you, Wikia.
Not only do I not want to go, I don't really want to watch the show.
Well, we basically spoiled every twist this episode. So,
oh yeah, spoilers.
You're welcome.
And on that note. I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Don't go to Westfield. Don't fuck. Don't kill. Go to church.
No. Jeez, go to Christ world. Like it.
Read a Bible.
Could I then
for
punch
once.
Jesus in the face?
No! Unless you want to go to hell. Sinner boy. Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.